systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, January 22nd, 2010. My name is Danny.
My name is Matt. Oh,
and
my goodness.
Thank you so much for being with us tonight on the Friday night episode today. This show is the 301st episode. Much better than the 300th episode, I have to say. There. I did the kaboom.
Is it my turn now?
It's your turn now.
All right. Thank you guys so much for being with us. Episode number 301. Did she make up for it? Or do I need to continue giving her shit? I think you made up for it. I'm fucking...
Yeah! Woo!
Fuck yes.
Aw, Amesby says she thinks that Matt should be replaced.
I was gonna let her. I was just gonna let her keep going until she choked and she started losing it.
I'm like, oh, God.
And you know what's really funny? Or, here, real quick. TheJamHole.com/live is where you should be watching these live at or on your droid Ustream viewer.
Who
you can watch Cam
what?
One there.
Or you can give us feedback at thejamhole.com/feedback. You can type shit. We'll read it on the show. Or you can give us a call live at 406-204-4687.
What's that smell?
Got pee.
Fuck yes. Thank you guys so much. Oh, Friday. W-E-E-K-E-N-D. It's weekend.
I got a 3-day weekend.
Lucky you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever get that kind of shit.
It's only because... They can't afford us.
But anyway, it's funny because I remember a bit ago, she was like, I have the whole intro memorized. I mouth the words with you.
And well, when I'm listening to it in the car, I totally do, but...
But then when you're put on the spot, not so easy, is it?
Maybe if I did it for 301 episodes, I would have it pretty
smooth. That's what everyone's like, oh, you do an hour and a half show, so what? You do like an hour and a half, 3 days a week? Like, well... It takes, like, you know, 4 hours, 5 days a week. But, you know, a lot of shit that goes into this stuff.
Kind
of. TheJamHole.com/donate. If you got any spare PayPal monies, we could definitely use it. Server fee is up again. And I need beats. So I'm going to try and do this album legitly.
There is a guy that I've been talking to. His name is Landis. He has a band. And he raps here in town. And he was wanting to talk to you about getting together, and he's got some beats for you.
Let's do it. What's his number? Call him up right now.
I don't know his number. Okay. I will have to give you his info so you can email him and shit.
All right. So. Got a lot of shit to talk about here. First and foremost, where you guys live, do you have a place called Liberty Tax? And I know a few of you do because on thejamhole.com/Twitter, I had posted a picture. Now, what these people do, and I'm getting tired of this because it's the same corner, same time every day. It's a tax preparation service. And you know how, like, Little Caesars has the pizza guy?
Uh-huh.
Caesar. Which Caesar was that, by the way? Not Octavian, right?
No.
Probably not the other one before him.
I don't know, actually.
I wonder what Caesar he is. Because his pizza sucks.
Just because it's like Roman.
They should have killed him. They should have. Why didn't you guys stab Little Caesar 23 fucking times? He's the one that needs dead.
I wonder how he died.
But anyway, Little Caesar?
Yeah, Octavius Caesar. Octavian.
Oh, Octavian? Caesar? In the war, wasn't it? I don't know. This isn't history class. This is a comedy podcast. Orange Julius. Thank you, MDS. But so Liberty Tax, what they do is they dress their kids up like the Statue of Liberty. And they make them stand out on the corner, Idaho and West Center there, if you guys are local here in Kalispell, Montana. It's where we broadcast from. This kid, it's always the same one. Now, they have a couple of chicks that do it, and they're dressed up in the Statue of Liberty thing. And
they're always fat chicks, by the way.
No, they're real young, which was weird. It's like
I saw a fat chick. Me and Ashley were riding by her, and we turned left out of the light or whatever, so they were on the corner by me.
Yeah.
And I stuck my head out the window. I'm like, lift up your skirt! And she, like, kind of...
Show us your bronze tits!
I know, right? At first, when I saw it, I didn't know what it was because the guy didn't even have a sign.
Yeah, I
out
didn't
there.
Either.
He was
I
just
was
dancing.
Like, and I think what I posted is, I don't think that's what France had in mind.
I always
when
fuck
they
with
gave
them
us
and, like,
the statue.
Them. I'm sorry. I always fuck with them and, like, blow them kisses and shit and honk at them. I'm like, hey, sexy, blah.
So the one kid that I'm talking about in particular, the one I took the picture of, is fucking nuts, dude. 9 a.m. He's got the headphones on, little iPod headphones. And that dude is out there dancing with the sign like he's trying to take it home to fuck. Is so silly. Like, he is nuts, dude. I need to try and get a video of him, but he's like,
go ask him what he's
it.
On and get me some of it.
It's so ridiculous. But, like, if you like taxes, that's a pretty professionalist kind of important thing.
Not anymore, really. You have programs, you just enter their information into them, boom, you're done.
Well, right. But what I'm saying is, I don't want the people that are handling my sensitive documents, like, mm-hmm. This is a lot of money. This is important. If you don't do it, they audit you and then you owe them money and all this shit. I don't want a company doing it that's paying 15, 16 year old punk kids to dance the Humpty Hump out on the fucking corner
the
with
hump.
I don't know. It's so fucking ridiculous. So I just want to say, Liberty Tax and Blonde Kid, just chill the fuck out, please. I don't need
sorry.
To see this at every morning. You freaking with this fucking side.
Well, they're probably happy because they're getting paid to be in a dumb suit.
And that's
there and dancing.
I wanted to kind of interview him with, you know, the phone, with the droid, and be like, how much do you get paid to do this?
Well, that, and if you ever notice, they always have earbuds in. So they're jamming
well,
out,
well, that's what
dude.
I was saying. He has headphones in. He's mm-hmm. listening to something, and it's making it, oh.
He's
it's,
like, yeah.
It's so
this
sad.
This is your chance. Do the dance. Do the hump.
Like, you should be in school right now, and if you dropped out, I understand why that's your job. It makes perfect sense.
Probably. I don't know.
Do you know what a church punk is? We know what
they
punk.
Have those, like.
We know punk, right?
Oh, yeah.
And we know ska.
I
we know that.
I know punk.
And we know church.
I don't.
Right. Okay. Well, you know what church is. You
know
the
what
idea.
Church is,
okay.
But I cannot see a
now,
Christian punk.
Is this.
Now, you see, like, straight edge punks. You've seen those, right? Where they have the X's tattooed on their hands.
Right, right, right.
You know, they're all about being fucking
virgins.
Yeah.
And
well, not,
never
not virgins. They're just like drug. They're very away from drugs.
They're all about never getting laid in their life ever is
they're,
what
they're
about.
Destined to walk the world sober.
Right.
But like, you have those punks and they still get down to like vagina spiders and like, I don't know.
Right. Well, so I saw it was, you know, a stupid little rice burn. You know how these high school kids have, they got like their little piece of shit Hondas and then they spend money on how it looks, but uh-huh. not on how it performs. So you have this kind of cool, but mostly dumb-looking car that has no balls in it whatsoever, you know?
Like the one that's got the red tinted windows that drives around town?
Right, it's just like that. So now, picture that, windows tinted, just thugging, right?
Uh-huh.
On the back, old English letters, church punk.
Are you serious?
Now, stop it. Just...
You can't do that.
There's nothing.
It's going to be a gothic punk, like gothic church kid next.
There
dude.
Is
I'm gonna be pissed.
Nothing hardcore or punk about church. There's nothing punk about believing in fairy tales. Can we say that?
Dude, could you imagine, you know the guy who played guitar in the Vagina Spires, he's all decked
yeah.
out and all this stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Could
they
you
were
imagine
here. They
him
were...
being a hardcore Christian?
No, I can't.
That's not what that is.
That's right. So, okay, I know this is probably Fresh Life Church is doing. You're trying to make this whole thing hip.
They probably
Stop
have bedazzlers
it.
And shit.
Stop it. Because what you're doing is making yourself look fucking retarded. And if real punks end up seeing your friend that's a church punk, they're going to kill him. And I'll tell you something. He's not going to go to heaven. So
no.
Stop it while you still have a chance to stop it.
Dude, that sucks. Don't do that. That's ridiculous. Why would you ever do that?
That's like having tattooed old English letters, but your name is Smith on your back.
Right?
Like, that only works if your last name is Hernandez or something Mexican. Mm. Like, don't do that. Just stop.
Stupid, dude. I used to be a hardcore punk in high school. That offends me. That offends That's me on funny. So many different levels.
I used to be a hardcore Christian back then.
You were all Christian down.
Punk,
I was all punked out.
That is not
We should have got together and made a Christian punk.
You're making NoFX cry.
Oh.
They're probably the same kind
like
of people.
Choking victim and Black Flag.
These kids that think punk church is punk also think Blink 182 is punk. Mm-hmm. There's nothing punk about church or Blink 182. Okay?
I'll say like Bad Brains and they'll have no idea what I'm talking about.
No clue. It's a poser. You're a poser, right?
Yeah, that's all it is.
The only punk you should ever know of is on the 4th of July. And you use it to light your fireworks because you're not old enough to have a lighter. Okay? That's a punk.
If I walk up and I say rancid and they say, huh?
Punch in the face.
Oh, yeah.
Boom!
That is just, that's, if you're a punk, that's common knowledge. Okay?
And getting punched in the face when you're punk, also common knowledge. Mm-hmm. That happens.
Yeah.
Punks will just roll up, finger, boom, punch.
Punks are the skinny kids that get in the middle of the mosh pit and throw bows, okay?
Yeah. Not in the middle of the fucking church sermon throwing wafers.
I know,
like,
right?
Stop it. Just
eat
stop
your body
it.
Of Christ.
Please, stop.
No, that's not good.
Okay, and I gotta say, I don't know if I mentioned this on the show, I'm not going to the Sweatshop Union concert. If you guys live in Moscow, Idaho, you're probably at that concert, because it's right now. If you guys live in Big Sky, Montana, Sweatshop Union will be there tomorrow night. I was thinking about it kind of back and forth. On one hand, I love Sweatshop. They said if I made it out there, I could interview them. One of the guys that's in the group, I want to make beats for me. So it would have been a cool trip. On the other hand, it's an 8-hour fucking drive.
Yeah,
I'm kind of broke. And it's David from Anna's Pizza's 21st birthday tomorrow. If you're local in Kalispell, get a hold of me. Party. And I figured Sweatshop tours like no other. Those guys are constantly on the road. They are one of the hardest working groups in hip hop.
Yeah, every time.
Always on tour.
Every
like
time
dates.
You mention them, they're on tour or they're making an album.
Yeah, dude. Their tour date list is like a roll of toilet paper. It's just like, when do you got? Wow. Do you guys have homes? Because holy shit. And I figured they tour so much, I'll have another chance to see them. David only turns 21 once, and I, you know,
yeah.
We're good friends with him. We're going to be there, so I'm going to bring the Evrio, and we're going to make a few YouTube videos for the jamhole.com/YouTube. You guys can see the party. We're, again, if you were at the jamhole.com/250, that is Anna's. That's where we're going to be partying at again, so it'll be a good time.
I can't wait, dude. I'm actually picking up my brother at 4 o'clock. So he can come to the party with us. And
yeah. We're going to party like it's 1989.
He's going to have like a keg and a couple different bottles coming
and
in.
And some medical marijuana.
Yeah, we're going to get the kid baked. It's going to be fun. I am not touching it, though. You cannot get me to do that. Him, on the other hand, I would love to see that little kid. Hi.
I had an idea. Tell me what you guys think about this. Now,
he's probably listening. I'd be careful.
Oh, is he listening? No, he's not listening.
He asked me when the show was going live earlier, and he was online on my
screen. If you see him pop in the chat room, let me know. So, what do you think of this? He's never tripped, hallucinated, anything like that. He's never really smoked weed. He drank with us in New York, stuff like that. But drugs, no. So, I was thinking, 21st birthday, I'm going to get some shrooms and put them, like, grind them up and dose a shot. So, like, into the night, he starts being like, I feel funny. What do you guys think? Good idea or not?
I like my body right now.
When I turned 21, if someone would have done that, I mean, granted, when I turned 21, I was the one that had the shrooms. But if I didn't, I would appreciate that, right? Like,
I'm not sure.
It's the gift that keeps on giving, right?
Well, it's like, dude, once I got tricked into smoking opium.
Expand your mind, Craig.
No, I got tricked into smoking opium once. They didn't fucking tell me until like 5 bowls later. I'm laying on the couch like somebody rubbed my back.
Now, see, that's different. That could kill a fool. You can't really
OD.
It
was really good, though. I was really high.
I know enough about it. I'm not going to dose him with like an eighth or anything like that. It'll just be a little bit, just enough to be like, ha, ha, ha.
An eighth is like, that's what everybody usually eats is an
no,
eighth,
half
right?
An eighth is what people usually eat.
Okay, well, I ate a whole eighth my first time, and it didn't do shit.
Speaking of shrooms, if you guys are curious on how to do a little research, some mycological research, thejamhole.com/haztech, H-A-Z-T-E-K. Back in the day, I was really into mycology, stuff like that. You guys might know this. I wrote my own little tech. It's based off the PF Fanaticus 5050 tech with my own little bits and pieces of advice. So if you guys wanted to get into that, check out thejamhole.com/haztech. Also, if you go to thejamhole.com on the links list, there's a link called Haztech. It's got pictures step by step, so you know what it looks like.
This is a good sign of contamination or whatever. And, the jars are just solid green.
So in depth when I made it. It's like when you're in grade school and they had that project where it's like you have to write directions on how to make a peanut butter sandwich, but you couldn't be like, you take the bread and spread it on, and the teacher's like, how do you get the peanut butter out? Like, you had to be real precise, unscrew the lid counterclockwise, open the drawer by pulling, like that kind of shit.
See, that was like in math where they're like, show your work. I'm like, no, fuck exactly. You. I use my goddamn calculator. You know it. Eat me.
And
I don't
Burger,
care.
Burger says, you found it. Nice. I found it. I went back through it, made sure all the links work, the JavaScript picture pop-up viewer works, all that shit works. So check it out, and enjoy it.
So are you really thinking about doing that to David?
I don't know. It's more of a joke than anything, but maybe. We'll see. You guys will know on the video at slash YouTube. So
here, I made this for you. Have it.
The big story of the week. This is local. I know these people. If you remember a couple years ago, a three-year-old boy back in 07 went missing. They had about 100 people out there looking. Holly, she was on the first couple episodes, my ex. She was one of those people that was looking. A bunch of people we know because they... when I was younger, the mother was one of the chicks we all used to hang out with and shit. I never met the husband. Yeah.
Oh.
So the kid went missing. They had a ton of people out there looking for him. Two or three days, they were searching, hundreds of people, fire and rescue, fire department, search and rescue, I meant... all these people, like, looking for this kid.
Yeah.
They end up finding the kid dead in the septic system 10 feet from the house. No one found it. It went to court and shit. It was decided that it wasn't their fault and all this
totally
and that.
Was.
So, end of story. That's fine. Another dumb car with a dumb picture of a dumb child that dumb parents let die.
It's just funny that he was 10 feet from the house and there was people that from fire search and rescue or whatever all the way up at my parents' place in the middle of God's nowhere looking for him.
You had people whose jobs it is to find lost kids and they didn't find him. And yeah, he ended up being down there in the septic thing dead. So, that's pretty much end of story.
They basically said that it was a round cover on the septic thing and it wasn't secured good enough or whatever. He walked on it and went through it and it flipped back around and enclosed itself. That sounds ridiculous to me.
Okay, so dad is at this house. One story says he told the three-year-old to get in the car. And dad goes in to grab the little baby.
Can a three-year-old even reach the car door
so,
handle?
Bad parenting, first of all. The second story says the dad brought the kid outside, went back in, got the other child, came out, the three-year-old was gone.
Mm-hmm.
So they find him, the kid's dead, everything is sad, wah, wah, wah. Now, 2 years later, a Kalispell attorney is suing the Evergreen Water and Sewer District and the developers and designers of a septic system that he says resulted in the drowning death of a three-year-old boy in 07. First and foremost, your bad parenting resulted in the death of your child. You can't blame the sewer and water district. What the fuck is that, dude? You can't blame when cars get in a car accident. You can't blame the guys that paved the fucking road. You can't. That is so stupid. And 2 years later?
Yeah.
Really?
What you have to look at, though, is when that septic system was put in. and where the house placement was at the time.
Right.
Because the driveway could have changed and stuff. Their argument is that the septic tank was placed too close to the driveway and someone backed over it and damaged it.
But then the other story said that it was the septic thing was in the lawn and they thought it was weird. Why is someone driving in the lawn? Like, that shouldn't be. And even then, you should be watching your kids. You cannot child-proof the world. You're making it... This is that whole thing I was talking about a while ago about how we live in such a nanny-fucking society that people have to give us warnings about every single fucking thing. Like, we're adults. We'll handle it. If we're not adults, our parents will handle it. And if they don't, it's their fault, not the fucking city's fault. Like, that is so mind-blowing to me. So, story goes on here. The attorney, Lee Henning, douche, spoke to reporters Thursday afternoon in his office. And sue me, dude. I have evidence that you're a douche. Exhibit A, Your Honor. A Kalispell attorney is suing Evergreen Water and Sewer District. Exhibit B, Your Honor. And the developers and designers of the septic system. Exhibit C, you're suing 2 years after this happened. Are you broke?
That's not enough. They're probably just broke now. We hit this like recession, and now he's like, "Hey, I know how to get money."
And the funny thing is, this family, West Side Evergreen Trash, maybe the mother used to be into a little meth back when we were younger. Like I said, I don't know the dad. Never met the dad or anything. So, he described Loic Rogers. Which is a weird name. And what did I say? I looked up Loic, L-O-I-C. His name means fame and war. Is that what I said?
Yeah,
when I looked
fame
it up? Yeah.
And war.
Why are you naming, like, Matthew, a gift of God. Meet Loic, fame and war. Really? Why didn't you just, what's the word that means found dead in the sewer? Because that would have been more fitting. I'm sorry. Is it too soon? Oh, no, it's not, because this happened
2 years later.
2 years ago. Fuck. The tragic death, he says, that could have been prevented had the septic system manufacturer installed an inexpensive guard called a kid catcher over the top of septic tanks. Now, why?
Why is it called like a critter catcher? My dog could fall in that and I'll sue your ass off.
But why is it the manufacturer's problem to childproof a septic system?
That's not like the standard.
Watch your fucking kids.
They don't have to do that. I mean, that wasn't in not the state code.
But after this,
it will be, yeah.
I bet it's gonna be, and that's fucked up. Quote, for $10 worth of plastic, a whole bunch of children's lives could be saved, Henning said. Which is kind of odd. In the last, 50 years, how many kids have died from this? One? In the Valley? I mean, I'm sure maybe in other states, but here...
Unless parents threw them in there.
He's using that as a fucking excuse, being like, look at all the lives we could save. Like, no one's dying from this, dude. What the fuck? Why don't you sue McDonald's for everyone in the Valley being a big fat fuck? You'd save lives there more than this.
What if the septic tank is, like, super full and it falls in?
Then maybe
like
you...
Like, it's clogged and the drainage thing.
But, again, you could say all these what-ifs. What if dad actually watched his kid?
Good point.
Wow. I should write a parenting book. I hate kids.
Yeah, but you know what?
I'll help you keep your kids alive. It's common sense, bro. Maybe if you weren't doing so much meth, you'd know that. And you know what's funny? Holly, who, like I said, she was on the show, my ex, she was saying that when she was out there searching, the father of the missing child was in his house on the couch sleeping.
That's sad.
What does that tell you, though? Like,
you should be out with fire and rescue or whatever, searching for your fucking kid.
And even that, like, who is able to sleep when their child goes missing? Like, I lose sleep when you're out late and you don't come home when you're like, I'll be here at 10. Like, I'm losing sleep over this. This is your child, dude. You shouldn't be able to sleep. I don't care how long you've been up on a meth binger. That's your kid. You know, like when couples break up and shit and it's hard to sleep because you're thinking about it, This is so much more intense than that. And he's just like,
dude, I've
wake
like,
me up if you find him so I can beat his little ass.
I've had dogs run away and I'm so freaked out about it.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Oh, God. Amazing. I don't want to get hit by a car. No, that's stupid. I don't understand how anybody can... I couldn't be calm even when my dog ran away. That's retarded.
And like I said, I made a Facebook post, and there's quite a few comments. I thought I was going to get some fucking pissed off people. Everyone on my side. You're right. It is their fault. You're right. They shouldn't.
Well, it's blatantly obvious it is their fault.
But it's not, because neither of them went to jail, and now they're going to profit. From this makes me want to have a kid just so I can neglect the fuck out of him, hope he dies, and then sue somebody. That's a good idea. You got one ovary still? Are we cool?
I got one ovary.
All right.
I'll
let's
stop
do it.
Doing the NuvaRing thing.
Do it. No. Fuck yeah.
I really don't want to be pregnant ever.
All right. Here's the lawyer. Quote. My this
Come
blows
on, can you
my
do
mind.
This
blows,
face?
Blows my mind. My intent is not just to make a buttload of money, but it's to protect... No.
Okay,
real quote. My intent is not just to protect the children of Flathead County. I want this to affect the entire septic industry throughout the nation.
Oh, God.
Really, dude? Really? Is this really that big of a problem? Like, we read fucked up news stories. I've never read one about this happening, so...
And I think we would have gotten it.
All right, so here's a little backstory. January 24th, 07, War and Fame Rogers was reported missing after his father, Mark Rogers, briefly led him in the car outside a friend's home on Maple Drive in the ghetto in Evergreen to retrieve the boy's sister. When Mark came out, War and Fame was gone. A two-day search ensued until War and Fame's body was located in a septic tank just a few feet from the driveway. The death was ruled accidental after it was revealed that the lid of the septic tank had been damaged when a vehicle slid into it a few weeks earlier. The homeowner pleaded no contest to a misdemeanor charge of reckless endangerment and paid a fine. Now, you can't blame the septic and sewer. You could possibly, I could see it make more sense to blame the people whose house it was. It's your house. It's up to you to maintain the house, right?
Right.
Again, though, if you go back to square one, whose kid was it?
Right.
It's your responsibility, you know?
Like, and then again, if something happened here, like at our place,
well,
if we had a child or something and they're living in someone else's house, right?
No, the kids were being babysat or something by these friends.
Oh.
The dad comes to pick them up, go outside, War and Fame goes outside, he goes back to get the daughter, comes out, he's gone.
Oh, I thought they were like renting and the I don't know.
Yeah. So, excuse me. On Wednesday, Kalispell accounting firm Stahlberg and Sutherland filed a suit seeking unspecified damages in Butte District Court on behalf of the estate of War and Fame Rogers and his parents, Mark and Ariel James.
Can you stop saying War
Sorry,
and Fame?
Sorry, Loic. Now, what's weird also, why are you doing this in Butte District Court?
Yeah, didn't this happen here?
Yeah, exactly, right? So, again, another weird thing with this, Butte is like 200 miles that way.
Right.
Why are you bringing it to their district? It has nothing to do with them at all. This should be Kalispell City Court, right?
Uh-huh.
So perhaps he brought it here and they were like, are you kidding me?
They were like, fuck you, dude.
Watch your fucking kid, idiot. And I swear, I wrote this on the Facebook, but motherfuck, if my sewage bill goes up because of this, because you guys made like $1 billion, I will kill your other kid. No, I'm kidding. That's horrible. But I will slap you in the face.
We have a sewage bill?
No. Oh, but okay. I'm saying, if we do, if we start getting a sewage bill because of this, you fuckers.
Dude, I'm so glad that when I was a kid, my dad worked for the sewage and waste treatment department.
Right. So if anyone should have died from this, it should have been you. Your probably. Dad worked at the sewage plant. What the fuck?
I even worked at the sewage plant, dude. I was a utility specialist.
Guitar Hero Dave says, changing the world one shit catcher at a time.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Just get on city sewage. Jesus Christ. You don't have a fucking septic tank.
I love how the lawyer's going after it from the whole, we're not trying to make money. I mean, money is nice, but we're trying to change the rules so that these kid catchers have to be installed.
So just sue and say, I want a dollar plus.
That's like going around outside and finding all the little power outlets and putting those little plastic covers on it. Like, it's outside, dude. Why are you child-proofing our outdoors? What about the bears? We have bears here. Do you want to go child-proof them? We have highways here. You want to child-proof the highway? Because God knows parents aren't watching kids, so why the fuck not?
Do you think that the people that were watching the kids at the time or whatever, like, how long did it take them to find the kid in the septic tank?
Day three, they found it.
3 days. Okay, well, they were pooing and peeing the entire time.
I know,
time.
Right?
Like, do you think that they're like, oh, my God, we were pissing and shitting on their son the
probably
entire
not.
Time.
Probably not.
I'd have felt kind of weird. I'd be like, ew.
So, this is so crazy. Henning is the attorney for the suit, which charges negligence against Evergreen Water and Sewer District for allowing the septic tank riser to be installed in an inappropriate location so close to the driveway, which is kind of weird. Like, this is where they wanted it to be put, maybe? I don't know.
Well,
I don't understand that.
The septic tank in my parents' house is kind of where you would park a car, in all honesty. Like, we just got to know that it's right there. Don't drive there.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's
never,
right there. Don't let your kid there.
We've never driven over it. It's got, like, handles that stick out of the ground.
Does it have a kid catcher installed?
Nope.
So they're suing for that and for not requiring either an unbreakable cover and riser and or an underground kid catcher device. The suit also charges developers JB Estates LLC, Robert Rinke, John Koziar, and Rinke's Red Hawk Ranch with negligence for the placement and installation of the septic tank. Carver Engineering Inc. is included in the suit for writing the regulations and requirements of the Evergreen Sewer District. So everything was up to code. You're going to sue the people that wrote the code. It's not their fault,
no,
bro.
It's not.
Oh, please. Ugh. Just childproof everything, please. Because we're all fucking retards. I can't go outside without making myself go, ouch. Everything hurts. The sun burns my eyes when I stare at it. You better childproof that.
It's like, dude.
I'm going to sue the sun. I'm blind.
The sun doesn't have any money, dude.
Oh.
Dude,
I'll sue it for energy.
Did you know that at McDonald's they don't have a knife in the entire building?
Nolly's Undead says, how many feti, it's pronounced feti, did they find in the tank? Just one.
Yeah. Miscarriages, maybe? You never know.
Now, what were you saying? Sorry.
Dude, in McDonald's, if you look in there, there's absolutely no knives in the entire kitchen. No sharp objects at all. They are not allowed to have anything like that back there.
Well, McDonald's, to be honest, or to be fair.
Shit. They have like little fucking metal pieces that are just flat and they have a handle and you fucking
What I'm saying is, to be fair, McDonald's has literal retards running around back there.
Did you see the one at McAllisville McDonald's?
So, hold on. You want to know another funny thing about this?
Not really.
Their kids are autistic.
Nuh-uh.
Too many vaccines, perhaps? Or your retarded genes?
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious.
You're serious. The kid
one of them
the
is. I'm not sure if that one was or if the one that's still alive
that had
is,
to have been the one.
Had to be.
That had to have been the one. Either the dude wanted to get rid of it or it was retarded and fell into
not
it on its own.
An idiot savant? Not
oh,
really smart on one thing, right?
Well,
he's really good at finding poop. We can't stop him. All he does
really
is find
poop.
He can't help himself.
That's disgusting.
So last year, Henning filed a separate suit in Flathead District Court against Mole Concrete Products, which sold the septic tank, and against Washington-based WM Matsky Co., which built and distributed the septic cover without the kid catcher safety device. Henning declined to directly address questions as to why he had filed the most recent suit in Butte, saying, quote, there are legal reasons why we made that decision, but adding that the lawsuit is intended to have a broader scope than just making septic regulations safer in Evergreen. As for why it has taken years to file the suits, Henning said it was difficult to locate the manufacturer of the septic lids, and Warren Fame's parents were not ready to undertake legal action so soon after the accident. Which kind of makes me feel like this attorney was part of the search party and was like, hey, we could make a lot of money off of this,
right.
You know, like, but not right now, because that'll look weird. Like, okay,
no,
dude.
That really wouldn't look weird.
Quote, the family needed some time to grieve and just come to terms with the loss of this sweet little boy, he added. 20 years ago, septic tanks used heavy cement risers and lids, but the industry has recently moved to lighter lids that make service and installation easier, but can also be more easily damaged or moved. Even though the septic riser Warren Fame fell into was earlier hit by a car, Henning said a kid catcher installed down in it may have saved his life. Except for the weird little point that it took him 3 fucking days to find the kid, so they would have found him in the kid catcher. Dead.
Right.
Then who do you sue?
Maybe he would have been screaming.
Then we sue the people that make the kid catcher. You see?
We win all around.
Hey,
Guitar Hero Dave says, do they have to put warning labels on guns now? Not to be used as a suppository.
They should fucking start.
Maybe.
Or I want warning labels on my cigarettes that say not to be used as a tampon.
They're not?
No.
What?
Have you?
They're so absorbent.
Okay, we'll be right back. Honey, come on. So, unfucking believable that I be parents. If you don't want to raise your kids, then stop having them. So I left the first comment here on flatheadbeacon.com. You can leave comments if you sign up an account. You can't childproof the world. If you have kids, then be a parent and watch them. You can't rely on companies to make the world childproof. Your child died because of poor parenting, and now you're trying to make some money off it. That is sad. Next comment. Let's see. You left your 3-year-old child outside alone on a dark and very foggy night, and you're trying to blame someone else for his death? Disgusting. And there's quite a few comments like this. This could have been prevented with parental supervision. The safety feature is nice, but not required. I am surprised they're not suing Meehan and crowd because they didn't find Warren Fame sooner. That's right. Sue the 100 people that were out there looking for him and took him 3 days to find. I'm suing all of y'all. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, and then the story in the Daily Interlake is pretty much says all the same shit. The search, there were more than 200 volunteers looking for him. Just talking about the lawsuits. They want a jury trial and undisclosed monetary damages for pain and suffering, funeral expenses, lost income, and other damages. They are going to be so rich, and the funny thing about is they're going to blow it all on drugs and die.
Oh, yeah.
And then you'll have an orphan to take care of. Yay! Really looking forward to a little money coming out of my check to raise your child. Really fucking looking forward to that. Can I tell you how much I'm excited to pay for your kid because you suck at parenting?
Guitar Hero Dave says, the mother should have put the kid down the shitter right when she pooped it out.
I know, right?
Problem solved.
And I'm sorry to spend so much time on this. It's just that I was fuming when I read that. Like, you're trying to sue? Oh, my God.
I don't know, dude. Fucking, I remember it vaguely, and it was a ridiculous thing. I was like, oh, my God. And I assumed
I'm reminded
that the father
of it.
Put
sorry.
It there. I assumed that the father fucking did it. And before it even came out, like, everybody else was saying it, like, the fire and rescue guy came up and
weird,
said something
huh?
about it. And then I read in the newspaper that he was found there.
And then
and
Holly
I was like,
says,
the father fucking did it.
And then Holly says the father's sleeping on the couch while there's 200 people out there looking for your fucking child.
Yeah.
Cool, dude.
No.
The father's like, I'm not helping because I know where he is because I put him there, nigga.
I know it says he's innocent and all that shit and it was deemed an accident, but it really seems like he wanted a retroactive abortion.
I hope they don't win, but I think they might.
They fucking
might. And that is so much money, dude.
I bet you $5 they do win.
Unbelievable.
All honesty, I think they all
right.
will.
What would Jamhole do? It's been a little ongoing theme here. Super quick Friday, our good friend Dr. Brendanos. You have a 6-month project to complete. Y'all ready for this? Cure all cancer or cure all venereal disease. Now, consider the advantages. No more Q-tips up your pee hole. Plus, dick ticks in your squalor won't tell a tale on you. Visit countries without sealing your unmentionables in plastic first. Mm-hmm. You could go to Haiti without wrapping your dick up in some fucking airtight, HEPA-filtered fucking condom.
Going fuck, like, hookers out in Vegas and not worry.
Exactly. Or cure that lottery disease for the pure and unpure that is cancer. With great power comes great responsibility. Spider-Man. What sort of people are you saving? What would Jamhole do? He makes a prediction for this. I predict Matt will go for curing cancer in 6 months as he has demonstrated a confidence in not getting venereal. I predict Danny will not care in 6 months as she will still be paying the price for going to Florida, Dr. Brandanos.
Going to Florida?
Right. The cost?
I was still born in Florida.
Okay. Well, right. So I'm going to say, if we cure cancer, you know how we're overpopulated now?
Uh-huh.
Add everyone that dies from cancer to that number. No one really dies from venereal. I mean, is AIDS? I guess AIDS is venereal. But oh, no, because you can get AIDS from blood transfusions and shit, too.
But you can still get it from sex.
It is right. But, yeah, I guess you can't get cancer from sex.
No, you don't catch AIDS. You catch HIV.
Right.
Right, so...
Yeah, I'm gonna go with curing the venereals. Even though I've fucked for 29 years on this planet, never caught one. It would be nice to have girls not be all like, hey, you have to wear a condom or I'm not fucking you, you have to wear a condom, and then pretend like you put it on but you don't really, and they're like, wow, that feels like you're not wearing one, and I'm like, well, yeah, it's the super thin one, meh.
Yeah, no.
So, what are you gonna go with? Cancer or veneers?
I don't see myself ever getting a venereal disease because I'm pretty...
Because you're with me and I'm clean?
That, and I do get checked, like, regularly, especially still? When I go from different... Like, well, no, when I get to a different relationship or something, I always get checked.
I have them checked for one. What are you hiding?
No, like, I always go through proper steps and shit to, like,
and
make
I appreciate
sure
that.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
And cancer runs in my family, so
and
I
know
would
what's...
rather cure cancer, because if I have cancer, that would blow.
Yeah,
and I
that
just
would.
Have a scare
be...
of cancer, so, yeah.
What's funny, too, is that I've gotten, I'm sure we've all had the dreaded phone call where a chick we fucked once but haven't seen in like a year.
I have herpes.
Or 3 months is like, I have this and that. And I got that call twice in my life and still came out clean. So I don't know if it wasn't, if I hit it before.
I've never
or...
ever gotten that call.
Well, it's usually, I don't know, I always thought of it as being a guy thing, like a girl calls the guy. Because usually chicks get checked out more often than guys,
well,
I think.
I think I had it once. Whores, I was with a dude, and his ex-girlfriend at the time called him while I was sitting there with him. And he's like, no shit, are you fucking kidding me? And blah, blah, blah. Finds out that the chick has herpes and she thinks she got it from him.
Ouch.
And I'm like, whoa. So we go
and that sucks real quick if they go and tell all their friends before they know for sure. Because now no one wants to fuck you. They all look at you like, you got the herpes, dude.
Yeah, and so we
it's
went
like,
and got
no,
him checked.
No, I don't.
Checked.
She was a whore.
Yeah, we went and got him checked, got me checked. Neither of us had it. And we're just like, you're fucking hoa.
Oh, Guitar Hero Dave says, is pregnancy considered a venereal disease?
Yes.
Yes. You get it from fucking.
It's a parasite.
Done. So, good questions. Thank you very much, Dr. Brandanos. If you want to say hi to him or whatever, thejamhole.com/forums.
Woo.
Moving on here. How are you? How are you
I'm
doing
good.
Today? Hey, nice kaboom, by the way.
I know.
You definitely made up for it.
I had to.
All right.
It was
How's
it was
work?
Duty.
Good work? Everything
yeah.
good?
Yeah, it was kind of busy. We ran out of the special pretty quick today. It was pretty cool.
Thank you, personally, from me, from my penis, to me, to you. Thank you for giving me a rest.
Oh.
I have not conceded, though. I think we both agreed that, like, we're tired.
Like,
let's
okay,
get to some,
I just don't want to do it right
but
now.
Tomorrow it's on. But, yeah, been getting good dick suck and having good sex. Everything's good here. So
I'm good.
Got a few news stories here before we call it a night, of course. Have you heard about this? This is awesome. Now, if you guys listen to The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe, great show, you'll know of the great James Randi. What he does, he was a magician, and he gives talks, skeptical stuff like that. He's a founder of the JREF. They do the $1 million psychic challenge, where they set up experiments depending on what kind of psychic they claim to be. And if you pass and can prove beyond all of this scientific, testing and everything, he'll give you $1 million. The test has been going for, what, almost 20 years now? How long has it been going on? Where's Red Fox? I don't know. But the test has been going on for a long time. Lots of people have tried. Not one has won.
So he's always just had this mill just chilling.
Well, he was I forget where he really made his money, but it's a nonprofit foundation, and there's $1 million in a separate account that doesn't get touched, and that's what that's
there.
For. Right. Because
he's
going
to hand it to somebody, and they're going to like blow dust off.
And when I say that, it's not just this guy. Nolly's Undead says since the 70s. It's not just James Randi. Like, it's a whole foundation. Like, they employ a lot of people. They do a lot of good work for the skeptical movement. And one of the things he's famous for, or most known for, if you search James Randi, R-A-N-D-I, on YouTube, you'll see when he gives his talks, he does this thing called the homeopathic overdose. And what he does, he's an older guy too. And so what he does is he has boxes of sleeping pills, homeopathic sleeping pills, all natural. And of course, there on the box, it's like, this'll don't OD on this, this and that. Here's the warnings, because we're not adults, so we need warnings, right?
Right, right.
And he takes, at the beginning of his lecture, he takes a whole box, sometimes two, which, if there was anything in those pills, he should kill him.
Right.
Especially now in his older age. I can understand you're younger, you're a little more alive, whatever. Nothing happens. Not even a yawn. Proving
that's a lot of
either
pills, dude.
He's fucking Superman or your pills are fucking bullshit. I'm going to go with
pills are
bullshit.
Right.
Right. So, this just comes out. Hundreds of homeopathy skeptics are planning a, quote, mass overdose of pills in protest at the continued marketing of the useless medicines by high street chemist Boots. Now, a while ago, we read this story on the show about... Sorry, real quick here.
What?
There you go. Got the bot. Feel free to cuss about the cabin. Woo! So, a while ago, we did this news story about Boots. They're a big pharmacist chain in the UK. And how they came out and said, we know the homeopathic medicine we sell is bullshit. And they're like, well, why do you sell it? And they're like, because there's a demand for it. We're just filling the demand. So people are getting kind of mad at Boots being like, quit selling this bullshit. When people go to pharmacies, they expect that you have medicine that works, not bullshit.
Right.
And which is funny because you guys remember the whole Airborne thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Airborne even got sued in class action style. And even to this day in pharmacies here in Kalispell, I see it on the shelves.
Yeah.
And it's like, does nobody...
It's because some school teacher made it.
But it's bullshit. It's placebo, if that. But nobody knows that, you know? They expect that if my pharmacy is selling it, it has to be good for me, right? So, they were trying to do that, and then Boots came out and was like, we know, it's all bullshit, this and that. So now, more than 300 people will each swallow an entire bottle of pills or drink large quantities of homeopathic fluids in order to prove their claim that the medicines are ineffective. The protest will take place on high streets across the country at 10:23 on January 30th. The group behind the stunt, known as 10:23, I actually signed up to these guys. I like what they're doing. 10:23.
Sweet.
It's a new group. They just started like actually doing things. I think this is their first major
movement.
Not movement. The whole thing's a movement. It's their first major demonstration, I guess.
Okay.
10:23, they've lobbied the NHS to reduce its £4 billion annual budget on homeopathic medicines and is now targeting Boots. And that's fucked up. Like, okay, it's one thing. You let people buy it, whatever. I deliver to a few of them. It's all bullshit, and I understand that. But to have governments give you money for your bullshit scheme, no. That is not cool. No. Not cool at all.
That's not good.
No. The popular chemist boasts large quantities of remedies, including arnica, St. John's wort, flower remedies, and calendula cream. All bullshit. The system of complementary medicine claims to treat and prevent disease by using greatly diluted forms of herbs and minerals. Right? The more it's diluted, the stronger it is.
Yeah, no.
Amazing, right? No. When is that ever true? You That's fucking never true. Idiots.
It's like, oh man, the less ranch you put on this, the more I can taste it.
Right. The less heat I apply to my food, the faster it actually cooks.
No shit, dude.
Mind blowing. The less weed I smoke, the stoner I get.
Yeah, no. That doesn't work, okay?
Oh, and stoner's not a word, dummy. No. Guitar Hero Dave says, couldn't we sue them for saying that the pill makes you sleep, but it doesn't? You probably could, but they've all been sued so much that they have little warnings. Like when we did the quantum healing thing, and on the bottom it's like, this is for entertainment only, even though she's like,
I am not
like,
a doctor, I cannot make diagnoses. Right,
even though she's like, this will cure everything.
Right.
Like, no, it won't. It'll kill people. And the same thing with the Jenny McCarthy body count. Like, all these people are in the same group, and it's all just sad kittens.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Group 1023 accused Boots of profiting from what is a unscientific and absurd pseudoscience. I fully agree. Critics say there's little scientific backing for its claims to ease conditions including asthma, migraine, irritable bowel syndrome, arthritis, and depression. Martin Robbins, a spokesman for the society, said, quote, the remedies themselves may not be directly harmful, but there is a real danger in misleading customers into thinking that homeopathy is somehow equivalent to real medicine. And that's why I also have a big problem with that, that these people charge so much money. The place I deliver to charges you guys $100 for this much water when you could get it from us for $5 for this much water.
Right.
Like, really, dude? Look at his machine. There's nothing in it, dude. You're getting scammed. Your whole family, scammed. And from the looks of you, you could use that money. And that is so fucked up. I get so mad every time I go in there because there's always people there.
I'm sorry.
And I listen to what they're saying and I'm like, typical, like, textbook homeopathic lies. Like, unbelievable.
You know, that's how everybody works. Like, it's just,
I know, it just
dumb people fall into that dumb thing. So,
and I guess that's fine.
It's like that
why
holy
do
water
I
sitting on your fucking shelf right there. That could be from your water store.
God is into homeopathy. He sells holy water.
That's what that is. That's just water. It's not.
No,
holy
there's
in
diluted.
Any way.
There's diluted God in there.
No,
and the more
not.
God you dilute, the stronger and more awesome he is.
No, there is not.
That's so not. Stupid. Patients may believe that they are treating themselves or their children adequately and delay seeking appropriate treatment, or they may receive dangerous advice after consulting with homeopaths rather than their general practitioners.
That's
and we've
stupid.
Seen we've seen families whose kids have died because
yeah.
they were either faith healing, which didn't work because
nope.
God doesn't exist, or they're trying these homeopathic remedies, in which case something that could have been easily treated by a doctor ended up killing your kid. But that's okay. We'll give you billions of dollars because you guys have a good industry, right? Right.
Right, right, right.
Fucking retards. The debate over homeopathic medicine was reignited in October when Boots Professional Standards Director Paul Bennett told a committee of MPs that there was no medical evidence that homeopathic pills and potions work. And that was that story that we did back then.
Yeah.
So, that's cool. I hope they do this and lots of people see that, look, we all just OD'd on this shit, and we're cool. Like, what are you selling? I got a little sugar buzz. Was that a sugar pill? Did you just give me... No, you did. You did too. Oh, you got me. Good thing I wasn't really sick, huh? You fuck. All right, moving on here.
Thank you.
Cleveland. Cleveland!
Brown.
Not Brown, Ohio, actually. What do you think of the Cleveland show? Good stuff, huh?
I love that show. I
like
it.
I wasn't sure at first because I wasn't really into
the bear.
Cleveland as a character, like in the Family Guy, like he was just whatever. But his show is so fucking funny.
His show is awesome.
Oh my God.
Did I know the entire intro now? It's so sad.
Sister Buck says, nice, let's sue stupid people. Class action dummy suit. First, I would sue the woman who spilled coffee on her lap. Yeah, dude, we should start doing that. I'm gonna either start selling homeopathic jam hole remedies, or I'm gonna start suing retards. Can I do that? That'd be great.
How
Make
many
me
retards
rich.
Have money?
Thejamhole.com/donate. Give it here. So, police in Cleveland said Mia Landingham and Michael Middleston Bay, who have 3 children together, got into a little argument.
Oh yeah?
During
they killed the kid. Did they kill the kid?
Well, during the altercation, the lady sat on the dude who weighed 54.4 kilograms.
What's that?
And died. You sat on your boyfriend and killed him, you fat fuck.
Whoa.
Whoa.
How many kilograms? What was that?
It was a weird sentence. It says, during the altercation, Landingham, which is the woman, sat on Middleston, which is the guy, who weighed 54.4 kilograms. So I don't know if that's the dude or the chick. Landingham was sentenced to 3 years probation and 100 hours community service after pleading guilty to involuntary manslaughter. I didn't mean to kill him. I slipped. And he ended up on under my big fat ass.
That's like the lady who fell asleep with her leg on her son and it killed him.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Nolly Zundead says, that's a huge bitch. I know he said it just like that, right?
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
She was immediately released from jail because the cell wasn't big enough to hold her big fat ass. It was either feed her or feed the rest of Gen Pop. Ah. So we let her go. It's not like she's going anywhere, right? Am I right or
not?
Am I right?
Not really, no.
Landingham, she was sorry for squashing the father of her children. Quote,
I'm sorry.
I just want to say, oh, I'm so hungry. Okay, hold on. I just want to say,
can I get that chicken?
That I'm sincerely hungry. No, I'm sincerely sorry about this situation. I'm so hungry. I wish I could take it back. During Landingham's sentencing, her boyfriend's family spoke of the pain she has caused their family. You sat on our son and killed him.
You fat bitch.
Can they sue her for killing him?
If she has any money.
Was there a warning on her big fat ass that says caution may sit? At, I don't know.
There might be a warning label, a sticker from some other object.
Sister Buck says approximately 455 pounds. It must have been her. Unless he was that big and she was even bigger. Like, it takes a huge bitch to kill someone like that.
He was probably like 125 pounds.
I'm curious, like, did she just fall on him and sit there until he died? Or did she, like, break his neck when she fell?
She probably was like, motherfucker, take this. Like,
I don't like the wrestling move.
Down
the,
and-
yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking Powdered Toast Man when he flies backwards with his butt cheeks. Yeah. Like, just big old fucking, like, boom! Devastating,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, kind of the same here.
quote, I just want to let you know how much you have hurt us by taking Michael away from us, said the victim's stepmother. While Middleton Bay's family hoped Landingham would eventually be able to take part in her children's lives, they were surprised she got no additional jail time. Quote, so basically, you can say that I can go sit on somebody and get probation, said one of the victim's sisters. I feel there wasn't no justice.
Whoa.
I like that. That, like, they quoted her like that.
There
wasn't they weren't
no
like,
justice.
Say it this way. No, I feel there ain't no wasn't no justice. Hurt her head.
Oh, my God.
It had her. Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, that sucks for you guys. Now, maybe not as much as this.
Oh.
Speaking of religion, huh?
Oh.
Are you ready?
yeah.
Coming from Georgia.
Georgia?
Hit had heard of.
Oh.
A Screven County father who found 2 young men hiding in the bathroom of his house, held them at gunpoint, and made them pray aloud until deputies arrived and arrested them. Screven County Sheriff said the man's daughters, age 14 and 17, invited the young men to the house last week. quote, "Daddy held them at gunpoint, Herta Hatta, and told them to pray, and they did. He told them to pray louder, and they did." The young men said they didn't know one of the girls was so young. Oops. But it's Georgia. He'd hurt her. That's all right. It's all good there. It's expected. You see, the average life expectancy in Georgia, not as much as maybe here, right? So if you only live to be 30, you got to get fucking by the time you're 12. I mean, I'm just saying. That's Georgia
Depends
rules.
Depends on where you live in
Georgia. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's Georgia rules.
Atlanta, Nolly, yeah.
Nolly Zundead says, "Was it Danny's ex again?" Maybe. The young men said they didn't know the girls were so young, but they did know they should have gotten the father's permission to be in the residence. Excuse me, sir. Is it cool if we tag team your daughters? No,
yeah, no
that's
problem.
Not cool. Oh, you want us to pray? I'm not really religious. Our Father who art in
heaven. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Do you think they found God after this?
No.
Probably not.
Like, I fucking hate this shit. Goddamn Christians and your guns.
Quote, "He was trying to protect the girls," Kylie said. "It worked very, very well." The girls ran the water in the shower to make their father think nothing was awry, but the ploy did not work. Quote, "He knew they didn't take showers that long." And the lesson learned? What's the lesson here? Don't bring boys over without your daddy knowing. Hate a had a herda. Daddies can come home early and get really mad when their daughters are getting fucking pounded.
That's why you hide them in the closet. It worked for me.
Oopsies. All right.
Daddy always came home for an hour lunch break. I'd hide the boyfriend in the closet, and it was great. Sometimes daddy would stay for 2-3 hours, and dude would start snoring in the closet, and yeah.
Well, I got a couple more stories here before we call it a night.
All right.
Saudi Arabia, 13-year-old girl, 90 lashes after she took a mobile phone to school.
What?
How's your country? I mean,
oh,
I know
shit.
You guys got oil. Hey, how's all the U.S. Army bases in your country? Or should I say, our country? Didn't see that coming, did you, sucka? It'll be the last time a small fledgling country asks us for help. And by us, I mean U.S., right?
Whoa.
A 13-year-old Saudi schoolgirl is to be given 90 lashes in front of her classmates after she was caught with a mobile camera phone. The girl, who has not been named, but she will be whipped, was also sentenced to 2 months in jail by a court in the eastern city of Jubail.
What?
13 years old, and you brought a phone to school.
Yeah.
2 months in jail, 90 lashes. Done. Next case.
13.
10-year-old boy caught jerking off, cut his dick off. Done. Next case.
2 months in jail.
I know.
For a phone?
90 lashes, dude.
They do lashes there?
Fuck
still?
Yeah, dude.
Like,
Saudi Arabia? Like, fuck yeah, dude.
Let's go to Saudi Arabia.
Nolly Zundead says, well, at least they didn't cut her clit off. But
yeah,
they might
true.
In jail.
Or
you don't
her
know.
Vagina together.
Fucking A. You don't know.
They do that.
You don't fucking know.
Guitar, I don't want to know.
Guitar Hero Dave says she should have bought a droid. I know, right? Should have, could have, would have.
Hey,
if my grandmother had balls, she'd be my grandfather. Hey. She had assaulted her headmistress after being caught with the gadget, which is banned in girls' schools, said the kingdom's use of such punishments has been widely condemned by human rights organizations. But since she's a chick, they don't have rights over there. So
right.
No harm, no foul. 3 years ago, 16 school children aged between 12 and 18 were each sentenced to between 300 and 500 lashes for being aggressive to a teacher. Now, you wonder why you guys are always fighting wars and shit and your shit's all fucked up. Maybe it's because you beat the fuck out of the kids when they're younger. So when they get older, they're fucking pissed still.
Yep.
They gotta take that shit out on somebody. You live in a fucking desert. That's gotta be fun. Like, wow, guys. I don't care how long America is there. Fuck, you can't do nothing about that. You can... Saudi Arabia and Haiti. Just start over. Reset. Hit the reset button. Take the cartridge out. Blow on it. Put it back in. Start over. Level one, one.
Level doot, one.
Doot, 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 doot. Is that a cell phone? Ah, fuck!
Oh, my God.
Oh, your life sucks, dude. Yeah. Fucking sucks.
How many lashes?
90.
90?
90.
Dude, you're 13 years old.
Yeah, dude.
Are you serious? Oh. Who's going to want to fuck you after you got 90 lashes scars all over your back?
Or maybe you're just causing your whole society when they get older to be wicked into some BDSM. Like, oh, whip me. 91.
I've been bad, 90, baby, whip me.
I have a phone. 91 lashes, motherfucker.
Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, God, that sucks, dude. So bad.
That does.
How's your life? How's your country? How's your barren fucking wasteland of a desert you've been fighting over since 1-1? Is like, are you guys cool? I know you guys are wicked fucking rich because all that's under that fucking desert is oil. No shit, nothing grows out there. It's all oil. I mean, we're going to take care of that for you. The us of A. We got that. We'll handle that. Fuck. You guys suck, okay? You and fucking war and fame over here. You fail miserably. All right, last story for you tonight. We got a voicemail. Hopefully it's in German.
Oh, and, my God. That was so great. Did he ever email you and let you know that that was him?
No,
Guten Tag.
I can't believe you're all like, does he really talk like that? Oh, man, I haven't laughed that hard in a long time.
Oh, my God, that was so good. He
was
just brilliant. Like,
Guten Tag.
That was
so funny.
So awesome.
I'm just like picturing how they have sex there. If they're like,
yes, my name is Hoss.
I've been to Germany, so I totally understand. Like, our language sounds just as stupid to them.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, to hear, I don't know, it's very well done, Bob. Thank you.
I don't know. It just seems like some big, fat, bubbly dude.
All right. Going out with a bang. You ready?
Ready.
Y'all ready for this?
Go.
As punishment for bad grades, another Georgia. By the way, heard I had a hitter. Not good, not doing so hot, Georgia.
All right.
What's a punishment for bad grades? For a 12-year-old, let's
death.
Say.
Death.
12-year-old. Death?
Death?
Okay. I got beat. I got paid. A's and B's, I got money for. C's, okay. Nothing. D's and F's, I got my ass beat. I never got D's or F's because I would have got my ass beat.
Really?
I rarely got C's. I was like A's and B's up until high school. Actually, up until ninth grade, because then I started getting into weed and I just didn't give a fuck.
I smoked a lot of pot.
As soon as I found
that.
As soon as I found pussy, I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I
need
found
this.
Pot and penis, and that's pretty much
funny
what
enough, around the same time my parents got divorced, so when one was mad, I'm like, fuck y'all, I'm going over here. I'll play that game. All right, punishment for bad grades. Georgia mother forced her 12-year-old son to kill his pet blank with
cat.
A hammer.
Rabbit.
No.
Bunny.
No.
I don't know.
Hamster.
Hamster.
With
oh.
a hammer.
Dude, my parents fed my twin hamsters to a snake.
And if he did it, I would have made him say, it's hammer time first.
Da-na-na.
Da-na-na. Can't touch it. No. The day after he was forced to kill his pet, the child told his teacher, oops, forgot to be like, and if you tell anyone, you're next. That would have maybe prevented. Right. Now, question. Can you sue the maker of the hammer for killing the hamster? Hamster,
no,
hammer?
No, she swung the hammer.
Then sue her.
Whoa.
No?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm just saying, because that's kind of what the fucking Rogerses are doing, okay? I'm just saying. I just want to put it all into perspective. That's what I do. I'm
yeah.
a perspectiver.
I
put things into perspective.
Thank you so much.
Guitar Hero Dave says, by hamster, did they mean his little dick? No, they
probably.
Meant actual hamster. They had to dig it out of Guitar Hero Dave's asshole first.
Right.
Before that, right, because you can't get a hammer up an ass. I mean, you could. the teacher reported the incident to DFCS authorities, who contacted the police. Of course, the pet's death allegedly took place at the family's Warm Springs home. On Friday, 38-year-old Lynn Middlebrooks, sucks as a mother, was arrested. She faces one charge each of animal cruelty, child cruelty, and Energizer battery.
Oh.
Come on. Really?
I'm like, hey. Oh.
Sister Buck says, sue the teacher. Yeah. Who? Sue the makers of the pen that wrote the bad grade. Sue the makers of the paper the grade was written on. Sue the makers of the test for making a test. Sue everybody but whose responsibility it was. That's what we learn from this frivolous bullshit lawsuit, Ariel, a.k.a. Sunny, and Mark Rogers, whose child died 2 years ago, whose name is Loic, which means war and fame.
Loic.
Frivolous.
Loic.
And if you make money, thejamhole.com/donate, I swear to fuck. If my sewer bill go, oh, don't even. Don't even. See, and I hate to bring this up again, but Sister Buck, when we were at the funeral for her son, did we sue the people that paved the road? Did we sue the makers of the van? Like, you can't do that, Ariel, a.k.a. Sunny. You can't.
I'm sorry.
Raise better kids, or don't have them at all. I mean, for reals. For reals, okay? You suck.
You suck at life.
You suck at being a fucking parent. Fuck, dude.
Most people aren't ready to be
and
parents
this is
in the
Kalispell,
first place.
This
so.
Is Kalispell. Like, out of all the places in the us of A to raise kids that a place that would be childproof, like Kalispell's as childproof as it gets, dude. I can imagine if you were raising him in L.A. or Lancaster or N.Y., like, he wouldn't have made it to 3, dude. Because you suck so hard. So hard. Nacho says, lawsuits are the American way. And yeah, I understand that. But it's fucked up, dude. Like, your kid died. Let's get rich so we can party. Kill the other one. Sue again. And keep having him. I'm going to just... That's why shit's so expensive, for one. Because people sue the fuck out of everybody. That's why shit is shit. Because people can't afford to make good shit. Because they're getting sued all the time. God damn it. You make my life hell. I just want you to know that. Thank you for warnings on every fucking place I go.
You're welcome.
Oh my fuck.
No
you
problem.
Suck so bad. She remained in jail Thursday. Her husband, Brad, declined comment. He was quoted as saying, yeah, my wife's a bitch and I hated that hamster. So whatevs, right? WVs. All right, well, good sneeze.
I sneezed. It good, was good.
Good
It was nice, a hard one.
Nice fucking sneeze, dude.
I
like that.
My nose ring is effed. It keeps
poking. All right, well, you got anything else before we get out of here?
No, not really anything.
That voicemail? Thought I was going to forget, huh?
We should do that.
I got it. I got you. I got you right here. Let's play a voicemail. And go. Go. No, wait, and...
Kaboom! What's up, kaboom. Danny? Dana and Matt, the Jam Hole. Hey, it's M.M. How are you? Listen, I listen to 300 and anybody, and I mean anybody, even Bob, can congratulate you to show number 300. But I'm here to congratulate you to 301.
Ooh.
Make it worth it. I'm at home tonight. I will listen to the entire show with a beer in my hand. And I want to teach you a little word. It's called Prost. P-R-O-S-T. This Prost goes out to Frunger in France. New listener, one of mine. You should be listening. Hey, have a good show. This is Ham. Love you. Later.
Holla. Yeah, that's awesome. I saw that he was talking to that guy on Twitter, and he's like, the Jam Hole is awesome, or some shit like that. So, again, thank you guys so much. I don't know if we say it enough, but we wouldn't have near as many listeners if it wasn't for you guys being like, hey, you got an iPod? Check this out. It's free. It's awesome. I think you guys will like it. So, yeah, thank you guys so much for spreading the word. We really appreciate it.
Fucking A.
We'd appreciate it more if you went to thejamhole.com/store, buy my hip-hop album so we can have money to go on our Florida trip. Definitely. We're going down there to do a show for you guys. So if you could...
If you guys don't know that already, I mean...
Right,
we do this for you guys, not us.
Well, this I do for me, but
oh.
That is for them.
What part of this is for you?
The part where I get to yell and bitch about things that piss me off, that's for me.
The therapeutic part. Got it.
Exactly.
Got it.
But yeah, thank you guys so much. It's been a blast doing these 301 episodes. Our 2-year anniversary for the Jam Hole is February 18th. I don't know what day that is, but we'll be having a little party. Project4987.com. There's 2 episodes up with me and a few other podcasters from around the podosphere. Yeah, check that shit out. Again, thejamhole.com/store. I made a hip-hop album. I stole some beats because that's some thug shit. That's how I do it. I'd like to be able to purchase beats this time, but I need like $3,000, so... if you guys want a sick album, help me out. If you just want another album where I steal beats, whatevs.
Well, like I said, either I'll have way, to hook you up with my local guy who actually that. Has some beats.
Or
so.
That. But you know, either way, I got rhymes. Thejamhole.com/YouTube. Check out, there's 32 emo poetry episodes. If you want to see videos we made, /YouTube, there's a ton of shit.
There's
we have
shit
almost like
videos.
100 videos up there, dude. Just
and a bunch of them us, with me and a
us being retarded around the house, us protesting abortion protesters,
the spring cleaning,
the live 250 show, our first live audience show where people flew into Montana to watch us talk. That blew my mind. So yeah. thejamhole.com/250. It's still $5. Get that. You can get the high quality video, low quality video, or just audio, whatever you want. We got a couple shirts left. /store, of course. thejamhole.com/Twitter/YouTube/Facebook/Danny/Tumblr/Posterous, all that shit. It's all at thejamhole.com. Email us info@thejamhole.com. You can always leave us a message, 406-204-4687. And until next time, we'll talk to you guys Monday. Saturday, which is tomorrow, Jam Hole Rediscovery.
Wait, what about the party?
The rediscovery is going to be before that.
You're going to do that in the day?
Yeah, yeah. The party's okay. Not till 11.
I was like, whoa.
So, yeah, and again, if you guys are local, we're going to be hanging out, partying it up for David's 21st birthday over at Anna's Italian Grill. It's the same spot where we had the 250 show. So, yeah, we'll be hanging out there, getting a little toasty. Should be a good time. What else? I feel like I'm forgetting something. I always feel like I'm forgetting something, and I'm always like, ah, shit, I forgot that. But, yeah, we got Tumblrs, Twitters, MySpaces, Facebooks, everything everyone else has, we have.
Google
so,
us,
yeah.
For fuck's sake.
Check that shit out. Other than that, thejamhole.com, rediscovery tomorrow. Follow thejamhole.com/Twitter or Danny, and you'll see what time. Love you guys. Thanks so much. Spread the word. Love, peace. Holla.
Holla.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, the Jam, jamhole.com.